how it worked is someone randomly in the company got drawn, and they got to be the king. And the king got to tell everyone else what to do on the product. So everything that was bothering them about WooFoo, about the customer support stuff, or some feature they really wanted to have built, they got the engineering resources, the marketing resources, the advertising resources of everyone inside of the company to make it sort of happen. And of course, we'd work with them to figure out like what can be actually done in 48 hours. But we would do this 1 to 2 times a year, and it was like a huge hit, and it was a boost to morale, because what people most love is like working on things where it's like, oh, I made a difference to the app, right? And so for us, that's one way that we would like sort of divide time for like product direction. It's like sometimes the people that work for you, they have a strong opinion about where it should go, and it's a good way to sort of democratize it a little bit by rotating it around. Yes?
You said you guys all work from home. It usually seems like a nightmare. Didn't have an office.
Okay, so we all work from home. So I will tell you this, we all still work within the Tampa Bay area. We would allow anybody to work from anywhere, but usually as we try to recruit them, they sort of meet our team and they just decide, okay, we just want to come and move here anyway. Remote working is especially tricky. A lot of people like to romanticize it, especially people who are like employees. But the thing is, an office gives you a lot of sort of benefits, right, and efficiencies that you now have to compensate for when you have remote working. But remote working also have these other sort of efficiencies in place. For example, I don't have to worry about my employees losing 2 hours of their day to commuting, for instance.